Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. I hope that you had a great weekend and that you had some time to really prepare for the days and week ahead so you can finish February strong. And I cannot even believe that we are already at the end of February. But to start the week off right, the word we're going to be meditating on is healing. Every one of us is in need of healing, whether it be from sin, sickness, mental affliction, spiritual fatigue, emotional suffering, or anxiety and worry. And I want to encourage you to reconcile your wounds. Don't run away in fear or avoidance from the problems that you face. Healing will elude you if you don't confront the root causes of your struggles. And in fact, you may even cause new issues to form and grow if you don't address your problems at their core. Change your relationship with healing by reevaluating your relationship with Christ. Instead of fleeing, go to the source of endless supply, our God. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Ask him to empower you and strengthen your shoulders that he would equip you to address the struggles that you're experiencing and also to tackle your situation head on. It may seem scary, but the only thing to truly fear is attempting to walk your road alone without your Heavenly Father. He is trustworthy, and you can live in certainty knowing your healing is guaranteed, whether you experience it on this side of heaven or in eternity. Have faith and take heart. You are not to fear. You are protected, covered, and bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." He died for us so that we can live for him. So if you absorb anything from this intro, let it be this: heal so that you can continue building for the kingdom without any hesitation in your heart, mind, body, and soul. So let's take a deep breath. Posture our hearts to reflect our healing God, and let's dive into the Word. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. "If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in his eyes, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer." Psalm chapter 41, verse 3. "The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health." Jonah chapter 2, verses 5 through 6. "The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God." Psalm chapter 23, verse 3. "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Psalm chapter 147, verse 3. "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Psalm chapter 103, verses 2 through 3. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. "Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day when the Lord binds up the brokenness of his people, and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow." Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 17 through 18. "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord, because they have called you an outcast. It is Zion for whom no one cares. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob, and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt on its mound, and the palace shall stand where it used to be." Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. "Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6. Behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. James chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Mark chapter 6, verse 56. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched it were made well. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Mark chapter 2, verse 17. And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that keeps you encouraged and motivated. I really want to make this podcast review space that added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim and to read the Bible with us in a year at Bible in 365, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.